Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me. I got a couple of things on my mind. I'm taking a couple of extra segments this week to talk about some things that are on my mind. I want to talk about a handful of things that used to be a big deal. If either one of these things got upside down, they were a big deal, and it might even cause a recession, might even cause a market correction, might cause a lot of problems, might cause a lot of panic. But they're still part of our world, but they're not as big a deal anymore. And I want to talk about why, and why we should care. Crude oil prices. Do you remember? Some of you will remember back in, what was it, 06, 07, I think 07, crude oil prices went way over $100, $140 a barrel. And yet, even though that was upsetting and that caused some turmoil, the economy didn't tank because of that. That didn't cause the economy to tank. And early on, when crude prices jumped, I was talking to one of my economist friends, Bill Dunkelberg, and I said, why isn't crude oil having a bigger impact when the price goes up like it used to? He said it's because we don't use as much crude oil as we used to. And he's right about that. We were in 50 years ago, 40 years ago, crude oil was kind of come out of one part of the world. And if those people clamped down on us, it affected the rest of the world. Well, crude oil is now pretty much ubiquitous around the world. The United States is essentially energy independent. So if crude oil spikes, number one, we have more control over that in America. Number two, we don't use as much as we used to. Not per dollar of GDP. Crude oil is a smaller part of our world than it used to be. It's all part of the changing from the carbon economy. The climate change zealots won't admit it's happening right now. So when crude oil spikes, it's not having as big of an effect on us, a negative effect on us. That's one of those. Another one that's very similar to that in a way is minimum wage. I remember when minimum wage was increased $1 an hour, it actually caused inflation because it affected so many different payrolls. $1 a payroll jump was a high percentage of the, so $1 from $4 to $5, that's a 25% increase, right? So that was a big increase in payroll without any increase in performance. When if minimum wage goes up now, or if there's talk about going up now, it's not that big a deal. For one, it's a smaller percentage of the overall payroll. Number two, most people are already paying their people more than minimum wage. So if minimum wage goes up, it affects very much less payroll. So the minimum wage that used to be a big lever for some political forces, it's not that big a deal anymore. Manufacturing, auto, housing, the big three, those were the big three for decades, for generations. If you wanted to know how the economy was going, you paid attention to manufacturing, to housing, to auto. With either one of those industries, those sectors had a hiccup, it was a huge drag on the overall economy. And I remember the housing crisis of the mid-70s literally put us into a recession. And so those three used to be a big deal individually. Now, individually, they're not that big a deal. And here's why. Manufacturing is now only 30% of our overall economy, not 50 or 60% like it was 50 years ago. So manufacturing is down. The auto industry is not as big does not have as big of an impact. We don't live or die by whether we're selling cars or not. Sure, it has an impact. Sure, it's important. But it's not as big a lever as it used to be. Housing, kind of the same way. because the demographic changes that we and the way we think about housing. Neither one of those three individually have the same as much of a lever up or down really as they used to be. And so all of those things together are examples, in my opinion, of how the 21st century has changed with regard to what you and I are, what goes bump in the night for the economy. And consequently, the reason I'm bringing this up is because you hear people talking about, when's the next recession going to come? Are we going to have another recession? Surely, you know, some people say, you know, we're bound to have one before the next election. A lot of people are saying, no, that we're not. I'm one of them. But my point is, it's going to happen. We just don't know when. The economic cycles are real. It's Newton's law, right? Things go up, things come down. So we know it's going to happen. It might not be a recession. It might just be a correction. It might be just a retrenchment, something like that. We could have slow quarters, maybe below 1%, but not go into a technical recession. But I'm telling you that we have so much more information now. Our financial markets are so much better connected. We have better capitalization reserves now in our financial system, especially after 2008. It's not perfect, but it's better. And the supply chains, because of things like blockchain, and increasingly as blockchain comes into the fore, we'll have better control of supply chains. Messed up supply chains has caused more recessions than anything over the years. We don't have to worry about that as much anymore. Spiking in crude oil, spiking in minimum wage, adjustments in the big three, those are all things that we're not going to have to worry about as much anymore in terms of a recession. And small businesses, because we're financially stronger than we've ever been, small business balance sheets are stronger than they've ever been right now. And what that means is if we have a slowdown, we can weather that slowdown better. We don't have to lay off any people. We don't have to, you know, go into a crisis mode. So I'm saying that even if there is a downturn, whenever that happens, a year from now or 5 years from now, I'm going on record right now as telling you that unless Wall Street does something really stupid like they did in September of 2008, which that could happen, you and I have no control of that, notwithstanding that, any kind of adjustment we have in the future, we shouldn't fear it. We should almost welcome it. Let's get it done. Let's get it over with. Let's get it behind us and go back to work. Don't worry about what's going to come at us in the future. These are good times. We're stronger than ever before. Don't forget that. Don't let Washington rob us of that attitude. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.